bills that we didn't yet have in our possession before us. First, we have Senate CS for CS for House Bill 132, Finance, an act relating to the possession, distribution, importation, and transportation of alcohol in a local option area, requiring liquor license applicants to submit fingerprints for the purpose of conducting a criminal history background check, relating to the use of criminal justice information by the ABC Board, relating to the offenses of operating a motor vehicle, aircraft, or watercraft while intoxicated, refusal to take a breath test, relating to implied consent to take a chemical test, relating to presumptions arising from the amount of alcohol in a person's breath or blood, and providing for an effective date, affectionately known as the bootlegger bill. What we have before us is the Senate CS for CS for House Bill 132, Finance, and there are a number of fiscal notes. Do we have a motion?
Madam,
Senator Terrio.
Madam Chairman, I move that we adopt the Senate Finance version and report it out for the purpose of calendaring for House Bill 132.
Somebody from the Judiciary Committee of the House side.
I doubt it because we're just doing this for calendaring. So we didn't. There is a motion to approve the bill for calendaring. Is there objection to that? Hearing no objection, it's approved. There is also a House letter of intent. Senator, would you move that forward? 132.
I guess I would move the letter of intent
for calendaring.
For House Bill 132.
Hearing no objection, the letter of intent will go to the floor along with the bill. Next, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 172, Finance, an act relating to therapeutic courts for offenders to the authorized number of Superior Court judges, amending Rule 35, and providing for an effective date. We have a Finance Senate CS. And that we just, it's what we were waiting for. Do we have a motion for the Finance Senate CS? Senator Cowdery.
I move Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 172, Finance.
Hearing no objection. House Bill 172 calendared last. We have Senate CS for CS for House Bill 184, Judiciary, an act relating to insurance. Amending Rule 402, Alaska Rules of Evidence, providing for an effective date. This is a bill that was looked at carefully by the Labor and Commerce Committee before it came to Judiciary. We have a Senate Judiciary CS. Do we have a motion? Senator Phillips?
Madam Chair, I'll move the House Bill 184 for calendar.
No objection. That bill will be calendared. I'm going to recess this again just in case other bills come up that we're not really expecting. So we will stand in recess to the call of the chair. We have back to order. All five members are present, and it's about a quarter after eight on the evening of the 120th day. What we have before us is a corrected version of the Senate CS for CS for House Bill 184, Judiciary, and the correct version is the P version. We need to rescind our action in adopting an incorrect version earlier and get that version back before us. We will then remove that motion and remake a new motion. Senator Terrio.
Madam Chairman, I move that we rescind our action in adopting the Senate CS for House Bill 418, Judiciary, for the purpose of calendaring. 184 Judiciary for the purpose of calendaring.
Hearing no objection, we have rescinded our action in calendaring House Bill 184. What we actually have before us now is an incorrect version. So, Senator Terrio.
Madam Chairman, I would move the backslash P version as the working document before the committee.
Hearing no objection, the P version of Senate CS for CS for House Bill 184, Judiciary, is before us. Senator Terrio.
Madam Chairman, I move that we adopt the Senate CS for House Bill 184, Judiciary, backslash P version, for the purpose of calendaring.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 184 will be calendared. That's all we have to come before us right now. I think I'll recess us again in case we find another glitch. We're in recess.
We will.
We might.